Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Bob Shaw, the CEO with Engineered Floors. Bob, how are you doing today?
I'm doing fine. Thank you.
It's good to be with you. You've just announced some big news on Friday. You announced that Engineered Floors was merging with J&J Industries. Most people know Engineered Floors, a very successful, recently built carpet mill focused in the residential business. And J&J, a well-established 60-year-old company that we published in our June issue this year, is the seventh largest contract commercial flooring business. So this is big news. First question for you. You know, when you want to get into a business, you have the option of either greenfielding, starting your own, or acquiring. Why did you make the decision to acquire versus start your own?
I think always you look at availability before you go make up your mind. Greenfielding is probably something that you do without any options. If you have an option, you consider that option, and then you go from there.
There are several companies you could have acquired. You've made the decision to acquire J&J. Tell us why you think they fit the best strategically.
We've known the J&J people for numbers of years. They've been in business, I believe, they started business in 1957. We've known about their reputation in the field, and we were impressed with what their customers were telling us about them. And also, we've been impressed with the way they've been good corporate citizens of Northwest Georgia, which fits us.
You know, one of the stories about Engineered Floors has been that you have purchased and built the most efficient residential carpet plant in existence today, using the latest equipment. As you look through J&J, do you feel like that there's good synergies? It's a good complement from a process perspective?
I think you've got entirely different businesses with the two. One, you're backward integrating, and you're also taking cost out of your system. The contract business is more in the marketing end than it is in the manufacturing, although manufacturing becomes very important with the quality, et cetera.
And J&J, with its long reputation, was that a factor, knowing that A&D usually is hesitant to specify a brand that's not well known?
Yes. J&J reputation in the marketplace over long periods of time is their ultimate and high quality product.
As we look at the day-to-day operation of J&J, you've stated in this release that it's going to operate independently as a subset to Engineered Floors. Will David Jolly still remain the leader?
David will remain the president of that division of Engineered Floors, and we will maintain the marketing name, which would be J plus J in the industry, yes.
Are there some synergies to the two companies as you pull them together?
Sure, we'll find synergies. We'll look at how we complement each other.
As you considered options for growth, you could go into commercial carpet or you could have gone into hard surface. Why did you make the decision in this direction versus potentially entering the hard surface market?
Well, we really believe that there's synergies between all elements of the soft surface marketplace. Now, that doesn't say that we would eliminate hard surface from our future, but for the time being, we put blinders on it, and we're going to stay in the soft surface business.
As you look at the business, what are you seeing for potential for growth for 2016?
I think we've been looking for growth to be better now for the last 4 years. I honestly believe that we've probably been bumping along the bottom, particularly in the residential end of the business. And the commercial business has been better, but not up to our peak yet. We see the soft floor covering business being better, we think, in 16 than it was 15. Is it going to be better by 10%? I don't think so. I think probably in the 3 to 4% range.
One of the softest sectors in residential this past year has been in the residential replacement sector. Do you have an opinion on why you think consumers are hesitant to invest in floor covering?
I think it's a disposable income choices are made. I think their first choice is buying a new car, and I think that's one of the reasons. And then of course, we're not forming as many family formations as we have. But this would be the first time we've had over 2 million family formations in almost 10 years.
Mm-hmm. So you think 16 might be better than we've seen in several years?
We think 16 will be a better year, yes.
All right. Well, thanks for spending time with me again. Been talking to Bob Shaw about his recent news of merging with J&J Industries, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloraDaily.net.